Eastern Cape Premier Oscar Mabuyane has approached the High Court in Bisho to interdict the Hawks investigation against him. He's called the probe unconstitutional, unlawful, invalid. So in the court papers, he's asking for an order to set aside the decision to launch an investigation into unspecified allegations against him. He claims the Hawks are being used by his rivals in the ANC. It's all about a political witch hunt against him. So it gets a bit confusing here because he's actually talking about the Free State Hawks. So he's saying there's no reason why this investigation should be driven from the Free State rather than the Eastern Cape, where the alleged offences are said to have emanated from. And all of this, of course, has to do with the apparent misuse of funds that were meant to go to the memorial service of a struggle stalwart Winnie Madikizela Mandela. So let's speak to Tsidi Madia, EWN senior political reporter, to get some analysis on this. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. So what exactly is Oscar Mabuyane trying to do here? And why is this investigation coming from the Free State? That's his point, right?
That's what he's saying, Mandy. Good afternoon. So Oscar Mabuyane is trying to play victim, if you may. You know, he says that these charges, these issues, particularly the allegations around a vehicle that was purchased for him, but he said it was for the ANC. A 2019 allegation that came up says it was dealt with. He answered the questions before, but then he makes an argument that these particular allegations resurfaced when Ace Magashule was being told to step aside. Oscar was one of those leading voices saying Ace Magashule must step aside. So around May, June, those allegations resurfaced, and suddenly, says the Hawks, came back into the picture. But the Hawks have been saying, but we've never closed this matter. We've been dealing with this matter. And the issue of whether or not the investigators came from the Free State, Mandy, or from the Eastern Cape, or from Limpopo, the Hawks says we can send the team from anywhere. That's how we function. In fact, somebody was saying this now, Norma Kigama was arrested by the Hawks unit from Mpumalanga, not from Gauteng. So that's neither here nor there for them.
It does happen where often a police team will be asked to come in from another province if they feel that they could be placed under undue pressure by political leadership in that particular province. I have seen some commentary saying that there's an undertone of panic about these court papers. Is that a sense that you get?
It is a fair comment, Mandy. I mean, he feels like he's in a corner. It feels like he is having a bit of a battle, a political battle on his hands. Of course, we'll know that Oscar Mabuyane in the Eastern Cape is a province that is firmly being behind ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa. They're seen as allies, and there's a lot of heat. I know that everybody wants us to all focus on the elections, but truth of the matter is internal divisions in the ANC will continue to dominate depending on the circles. Next year's elective conference continues to dominate. The push and pull, even for councillor positions, there's a constant push and pull, and you feel like he's in the corner. He's got the public protector issues. He's got this particular issue because the review hasn't come through yet. He is going to apply for a review. That hasn't happened as yet as far as the public protector's report is concerned. And somebody in the ANC said to me, he can't even deal with the actual issues. And I think that's part of the panic that you speak of, is that he's more focused really on the witch hunt and Ace Magashule and how he was a voice saying this and that. And in a public protector's case, she's a hired gun. He's interested in other factors as opposed to dealing with the merits on paper. These are what some of his opponents and detractors in the ANC are saying that he's not dealing with the right things.
Tsidi, thank you for that. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior political reporter, they're having a look at this application now, this court action from Oscar Mabuyane. He's gone to court to try and halt the Hawks investigation there. And I think that the sense that a lot of people are saying is that there does seem to be some concern that he is trying to address the ANC Integrity Committee and the voters and everyone in these court papers. If you've had a read of them, let me know what you think. But this is going to go on for a while.